Hello, welcome to Eternal Good News. This is Germaine. Thank you for being with me. Jesus and his disciples went to Bethany 6 days before the Passover feast. Jesus rode triumphantly into Jerusalem on the colt of a donkey. The people knew that Jesus had raised Lazarus after Lazarus had been dead for 4 days. As Jesus came to Jerusalem, the people went out to meet him. The people shouted, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, the King of Israel." John chapter 12, verse 13. So Jesus came into Jerusalem before the Passover feast. Let us read together, beginning at John chapter 12, verse 20. Now there were certain Greeks among those who came up to worship at the feast. Then they came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida of Galilee, and asked him, saying, "Sir, we wish to see Jesus." Philip came and told Andrew, and in turn Andrew and Philip told Jesus. But Jesus answered them, saying, "The hour has come that the Son of Man should be glorified. Truly, truly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it produces much fruit. He who loves his life will lose it, and he who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. If anyone serves me, let him follow me. And where I am, there my servant will be also. If anyone serves me, him my Father will honor. Now my soul is troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour? But for this purpose I came to this hour. Father, glorify your name." Then a voice came from heaven saying, "I have both glorified it and will glorify it again." Therefore the people who stood by and heard it said that it had thundered. Others said, "An angel has spoken to him." Jesus answered and said, "This voice did not come because of me, but for your sake. Now is the judgment of this world. Now the ruler of this world will be cast out. And I, if I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all peoples to myself." This he said, signifying by what death he would die. The people answered him, "We have heard from the law that the Christ remains forever. And how can you say the Son of Man must be lifted up? Who is this Son of Man?" Then Jesus said to them, "A little while longer the light is with you. Walk while you have the light, lest the darkness overtake you. He who walks in darkness does not know where he is going. While you have the light, believe in the light, that you may become sons of light." These things Jesus spoke and departed and was hidden from them. John chapter 12, verses 20 through 36. Some Gentile Greeks were in Jerusalem. They came to Philip, saying, "Sir, we wish to see Jesus." They had heard about Jesus and wanted to know more. "Do you have an interest in Jesus?" Later, thousands of Greeks believed in Jesus to be the Son of God and followed him as Lord and Savior. You can also. Would you say, "I wish to see Jesus"? You can read the first four books of the New Covenant, the New Testament, and come to know Jesus Messiah, Yeshua HaMashiach, the Son of God. Jesus knew that the time was coming when he would be glorified, that he would die on the cross for our sins, that he would be raised from the dead and raised up to glory in heaven. Jesus said, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it produces much fruit." Yes, Jesus died and has produced much fruit. Millions of souls have heard that Jesus died for our sins, was buried, and was raised on the third day according to the Scriptures. During the past 1900 years, people have believed in Jesus Messiah, the Son of God, and followed Him. Faithful Christians who have died are now with Him. As Jesus faced His coming horrible suffering and death on the cross, He was troubled. Jesus prayed, "Now my soul is troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour? But for this purpose I came to this hour." Then Jesus prayed, "Father, glorify your name." Then a voice came from heaven saying, "I have both glorified it and will glorify it again." People who stood nearby heard the voice of God. Some said that it had thunders. Others said an angel has spoken to him. This was God's witness, His approval of Jesus. Those who had heard God speak directly to Jesus Messiah knew that Jesus had come from God. When Jesus died on the cross, He gave His blood for the forgiveness of our sins. Jesus said, "Now is the judgment of this world. Now the ruler of this world will be cast out." John chapter 12, verse 31. Through the death of Jesus, He might destroy him who had the power of death, that is the devil. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14. The resurrection of Jesus Messiah was victory over death. The devil was cast out then. In the future, the devil will be cast into the lake of fire, where he will be tormented day and night forever and forever. Revelation chapter 20, verse 10. You certainly do not want to go to be with him. Jesus said, "And I, if I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all peoples to myself." Jesus was lifted up on the cross when he died for our sins. Also, he was lifted up from the grave and from the earth to heaven. When people heard Jesus say that he would be lifted up, they asked him how he could say that, since they had heard that the Scriptures teach that Messiah remains forever. In Isaiah chapter 9, verses 6 and 7, we can read about Messiah on the throne of David and over his kingdom forever. Yes, Jesus Messiah is now in heaven on the throne of David, ruling and reigning. He has all authority in heaven and on earth. His kingdom is eternal. Matthew chapter 28, verse 18, teaches that he has all authority in heaven and on earth. Christians are in the kingdom of Messiah. Colossians chapter 1, verses 13 and 14. Yes, Jesus Messiah was lifted up to rule and reign as king. He is our king now. He is Lord. In Daniel chapter 7, verses 13 and 14, you can read that the Son of Man came to God and was given an everlasting kingdom. This happened when Messiah Jesus was lifted up to heaven. As Jesus was facing his death on the cross, he gave his last teaching and exhortation to the people who were in Jerusalem for the Passover feast. Jesus said, "If anyone serves me, let him follow me, and where I am, there my servant will be also." John chapter 12, verse 26. Will you follow Jesus? Jesus is in heaven. Someday you can go there. If you follow Jesus, you will be able to be with him forever. Only a few years and your life on earth will be over. What then? Jesus said, "He who loves his life will lose it. And he who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life." John chapter 12, verse 25. Do you want to have eternal life? Jesus has been lifted up to heaven. He draws all peoples to himself. He loves you. He calls you by the good news, the gospel. Will you come to him? Jesus said, "Walk while you have the light, lest darkness overtakes you. He who walks in darkness does not know where he is going." John chapter 12, verse 35. Where are you going? Now is the time to repent of sin and evil, to turn from the works of darkness, to come to the light. Jesus said, "While you have the light, believe in the light, that you may become sons of light." John chapter 12, verse 36. Will you believe in the light, Messiah Jesus? He is the light of the world. John chapter 8, verse 12. If you believe in Jesus, Messiah, the Son of God, then God gives you the right to become a child of God. If you believe, you are begotten of the Father. John chapter 1, verses 12 and 13. Now you can be born again of the water and the Spirit. John chapter 3, verse 5. Then you will be a child of God, a son of light. Listen to Acts chapter 2, verse 38. Repent and be baptized, immersed, each one of you, in the name of Jesus Messiah for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Acts chapter 2, verse 38. After you are baptized, immersed, buried with Christ, you can walk in the light, and the blood of Jesus Messiah will cleanse you of all sin. 1 John chapter 1, verse 7. Amen. Please write to me. I would like to know about you. If you would like to get a free Bible, free New Testament, a free book, Origin of the Cosmos, or a free Bible correspondence course, or a free English improvement course, write to Congregation of Messiah, Box 5333, Edmond, Oklahoma, 73083. United States of America. That is Box 5333. Edmond is spelled E-D-M-O-N-D. Oklahoma is abbreviated OK. The postal index zip code is 73083. United States of America. Thank you for being with me. Welcome back next time. This is Jermaine Lockwood. Have a good eternity.
Softly and tenderly Jesus is calling, calling for you and for me. See on the portals he's waiting and watching, watching for you and for me. Come home, come home, ye who are weary, come home. Earnestly, tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling, oh, say. Tarry when Jesus is pleading, pleading for you and for me. Why should we linger and heed not his mercies, mercies for you and for me? Time is now fleeting, the moments are passing, passing from you and from me. Shadows are gathering, death warnings coming, coming for you and for me.